Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Crystal. May I please have the email address on the account, please?
J.T. Burke, B-U-R-K-E, 052@comcast.net.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please?
Alice Burke.
Thank you, ma'am. Well, I don't have an address for you. Let's start here. How can I help you today, please, ma'am?
Yeah, I'm a returning customer for the fish oil, the, I guess, 1,800 milligram or something. And I had a card on file for auto shipping. And it had some fraud, so I had to get another card. You should have me in there for auto shipment.
No, ma'am. How long has it been, ma'am?
Every 2 months.
You still get it every 2 months?
Yeah, I probably didn't get one this month yet because of the card.
Okay, yes, MC, we went to a new system. Let me see if there could possibly be two accounts out here. No, we went to a new system, and I see, well, I've got another account here. Let me look at this. Do you have an updated email address we could put in?
I just gave it to you.
Yes, ma'am. I had to go to a different site to be able to find this account, and so I didn't save it.
Okay, the same one.
I didn't save it, ma'am. Could you please give that to me? No, ma'am.
Yeah, I'll give it to you again. J.T. Burke, B-U-R-K-E, 052@comcast.net.
Thank you, ma'am. See, I'm locating two different accounts for you. One was created, and I see you've been a customer for 2 months, and it's at 10162 Woodbury Drive. Or is this someone with the same name? Ma'am. I can't hear you, ma'am. Okay, ma'am. See, I'm locating two Alice M. Burks. Ma'am. Crap. Okay, I believe I've lost the customer. Ma'am, can you hear me, please? Ma'am, can you hear me? Can anyone hear me? I guess I'm going to disconnect the call. There's no customer on the line anymore. I'm going to... Ma'am,
you hear me?
Are you back?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. I have the same email address.
Yes, ma'am. But see, I'm locating two Alice Burks, ma'am. See, I don't know if this is the correct one. I don't know if you and somebody have the same. What is your address, please? Is it in Pennsylvania?
Yes, 10162 Woodbury Drive, Wexford, Pennsylvania.
Thank you, ma'am. And see, I did locate that account for us here. Is the phone number you called in on that I have right here a good phone number? 724-612-3775.
I would prefer a different number that you have on file.
Okay, so you don't want to save that? Okay, no problem. But is that the 214-227-9927?
No, that's not my number.
Okay, that's the number I have.
724-934-2827.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, yes, ma'am. I do see you have the Omax 3 Ultra Pure Omega 3 supplement. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So you need... Did something, you said your card? You got a new card since it, did you change cards?
Yes.
Okay, so we just need to update your payment information. No problem.
Right.
Let's go. Okay, I'm ready for that new card number whenever you are, please.
Okay, it's 4427 9100 39.
Okay, I'm losing you again, ma'am. I got 4427 9100 39, but the phone cut out.
3912 7425.
Thank you. And the expiration date, please?
7/26.
Thank you. And the security code, please?
332.
Thank you, ma'am. And everything still goes to the same address, so we're good to go there. Okay, I'm letting it process. I do apologize. It's been taking just a little longer than usual today. I just want to see it go through with my own eyes, please. That says it's updated. Okay. Yes, ma'am. We are good to go. Everything is processed for you. Would you like to add any cryo freeze today to your subscription you have? It's great to help.
No, thank you.
Needs. Okay. Yes, ma'am. So you are good to go. Is there anything else I can help you with today, please?
No, that's it. So I'm going to be having another shipment, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And you should be good to go. Is there anything else I can help with?
No, that's good. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling OMAX Help. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.